Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, January 26th. The grains closed sharply higher today with March corn up 20 and 3/4 cents at 532 and a quarter. March wheat up 16 and 3/4 cents at 665 and a quarter. And March beans up 26 and 3/4 cents at 1370 and a quarter. The export sales announcements this morning, 1.36 million metric tons of corn to China. And another 103 corn to unknown certainly spurred the markets. From what we can tell, this 1.3 million was done over the last 2 weeks in small enough increments that it didn't show up on the radar. And they finally announced the total here. So we've been hearing about all this Chinese buying, and it looks like this was the culmination of it. At any rate, it was enough to spur the market higher. And, we're only about a dime away from new contract highs. No reason we can't get there by the end of the month on the last trading day of the month. Wheat's higher, I think, as much on, following the corn up, plus the news that Russia's government approved that export tax. So that might have been helpful. I'm surprised, these snowstorms that we've had hit Nebraska and Iowa hard, 10 to 12 inches. That should bring plenty of moisture to those areas, but didn't keep the wheat down here today at all. Beans up 26 cents. Oil made a new contract high close here tonight. I'm not quite sure why. It seems like the problems in Malaysia have kind of worked themselves out a little bit, and their prices have broken pretty far. It may be the Indian farmers from India are turning violent, trying to get the Indian government to keep subsidies and guarantees in place. So, I'm not sure why that would put the bean oil higher, except that maybe people think that they're going to have to import more because these farmers are turning violent out here. I really don't know. But overall, strong closes here. The beans are still a good... let's see... 65 cents away from the contract highs. Corn's about a dime away. Wheat's about 20 cents away. Looks like corn might make the highs by the end of the month, but I think it'd be pretty tough for the beans to do it. But, who knows in this environment? The rally of the beans, 80 cents from Sunday night's low. So maybe we can, put another 80 cents on this thing. Who knows? At any rate, I think it's getting a little out of hand here. We're going to have huge acreage planted, but I guess in the near term, these nearbys are going to continue to gain. The July-November spread put in a good close here today, so it tells me that certainly the old crop can gain on the new crop here for a while. The funds are long up to their necks in corn, but they continue to add. They haven't been; they're barely long wheat. Maybe 40,000 contracts again. They're long, maybe 150 beans, maybe 80 meal and 100 oil now. So there's still room for them to add to those positions if they want. But I'm not sure that we're seeing the same vigor that we've seen. It's been really the bean market to lead this thing up. Now is it going to be the corn that takes its place? I really find that hard to believe. But... we'll see where we go out here. We still have almost a 1.6 billion carryout on corn. So I don't know where, how high this thing can go, but certainly strong prices out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.